The community water supply plan that has lately seen a lot of questioning was permitted by the Virginia Department of Environmental Quality on February 11, 2008. This plan was also approved unanimously by the Charlottesville City Council and Albemarle County Board of Supervisors in 2007. Because our area is not blessed by natural reservoirs, nor rivers whose flows are adequate at every time of the year to dependably provide water for human use, even at our present population, we rely on reservoirs to store water for times of scant rainfall and low flows. When our urban population was much smaller in the late 1890s and early 1900s, the city of Charlottesville set aside land to create the first and then subsequently expanded Ragged Mountain Reservoir. This reservoir is unlike others in our present urban water supply system in that it is not filled by a running river, but rather by pipeline from the headwaters of the Rivanna watershed itself, from the north and south forks of the Mormons River, both of which are now impounded by yet another dam at Sugar Hollow. A brittle and old 13-mile pipeline, which will need replacing within the decade, brings these headwater flows downhill via gravity to Ragged Mountain. The Ragged Mountain Reservoir has a watershed that is relatively small and does not appreciably contribute to the supply it impounds. In addition, and fortunately, its watershed slopes are completely forested except for I-64, which bisects the western portion. This was a simple and effective solution for the 1900s, and our forebears chose well when they selected the land and preserved it for future use. The South Fork Reservoir was built in the 1960s and provided additional storage. Unfortunately, in the time since, there has been no provision for removal of sediment that is slowly filling it from sources upstream. It is indeed a very good thing that the community is now waking up to a fact that's been long known by residents adjacent to the South Fork, by boaters and fishermen who use the impounded waters, and by watershed planners. We have lost about a third of the storage capacity of this reservoir, and annually this number is increasing and the storage capacity is decreasing. So people are asking, why not just dredge the reservoir and restore its function to store the drinking water that we need? The answer depends on whether or not you think that cost estimates from eager dredging companies are accurate enough on which to base a water supply that should rightly plan for 50 years into the future, or whether or not you think that it is okay to chop down or inundate trees on land already set aside for the very purpose of storing water. Land that was timbered for profit by the city of Charlottesville as recently as the 1950s. Or whether or not we have any obligation to restore natural flows to the Mormons River, a pristine headwater stream known for its diversity of aquatic habitat. The answer also might depend on whether you question the numbers developed by engineers and planners and endorsed by the state of Virginia, used to project human water usage for the next 50 years, or whether you believe that dredging should be considered a maintenance task, like the nutrient removal upgrades now required for the Morris Creek treatment plant and other upgrades needed for the O'Hill and South Fork water treatment plants. It might depend on whether you think or hope that our still growing population will find, collectively, the political and moral will to use water more smartly and less in the years to come, regardless of unpredictable changes in rainfall patterns wrought from climate change. Or whether perhaps this time, some 50 years after the South Fork Reservoir was built, we are entering a time of investment, much as our forebears found it necessary and unavoidable to do, that we must plan for our children's futures and their children's futures, knowing it will be costly, but knowing that we are willing to bear that cost because it is the right thing to do. This is Leslie Middleton. Please join me next week at this same time for another installment of the Rivanna Rambler. If you have questions or comments about this show, please call 924-0885 or visit wtju.net.